U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq has been hit by a missile. Video shows a fire and smoke rising from the aftermath. That ends the news headlines.
You know that you can complain against a radio or television station that breaches the code of professional standards set by the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA? Here's how. Write to the station via post, email or fax stating what grievances you have against the broadcast. State when the broadcast took place. State who the broadcaster was. State your name and contact details for further communication by the broadcaster. Upon communication with the station, it is expected that the station will respond to your complaint within 14 days. Where you have not received a response or have received a response within 14 days but consider the response to be inadequate, you can address your complaint to the Director General, Independent Broadcasting Authority, Mass Media Complex, Ali Kinkata Road, P.O. Box 32475 Lusaka, or call 0211-250-589 or email complaints@iba.org.zm or visit our website www.iba.org.zm.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, promoting a pluralistic broadcasting industry in Zambia through fair, transparent and effective regulation.
That's every mother's nightmare, when your baby cries and you don't know why. But sometimes, it's the small things. Small things like diapers. Your baby diapers are made with strong leakage protection and up to 12-hour protection to keep your baby dry day and night. They come with a wetness indicator so you know exactly when it's time to change. And with a cloth-like, breathable backsheet, your baby's skin stays soft, dry, and comfortable. Your baby diapers. Gentle care for babies. Peace of mind for moms. Brought to you by Your Care Hygienics.
Atumagi, you're welcome. We've been expecting you. Let me get you some juice.
This is not Fruit Top.
We ran out.
Well, you know me. If it's not Fruit Top, it's not a welcome.
Auntie Maggie is right. It's not quite a welcome if you haven't been served Fruit Top Juice Cordial. Fruit Top contains real fruit juice for that refreshing, real fruity taste. Fruit Top Fruit Juice. Real fruit in every drop.
Oh, what a bad day.
When everything is bright and golden.
What a bad day.
The sun shining and the mighty morning.
Bad day.
Without my family in that moment.
Bad day.
Everyone's bad day is my bad day. But when my banja comes together, there are no bad days.
Nothing brings our banjas together like a bad day. And introducing the newest member to the banja, Banja Ultra.
When you are there, you bring the shine into my
banja washing powder, the family detergent.
La Zambia, the wait is over. Super Sport Bet is here. This is where sports fans play and champions are made. Get closer to the action, my guy. Watch, play, and win. Join today and get 10 free flights on Aviator Plus. Catch the best odds with Super Boost on your favorite matches. Don't just watch the game, play like a champion. Sign up like a bossale at supersportbet.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Bet responsibly. No under 18.
Here's a little song that we wrote for you. The words are very simple and they're only two.
Cream it. Just cream it.
Like the moonlight adds a little light in the dark. You got to add a little light in your car.
Cream it. Just cream it.
Doesn't matter you're big or small.
Chocoloco. Chocoloco is for all.
Choco Choco Sticks. Long lasting fun.
I don't know.
13:05 hours right here on Millennium Radio. This is the Social Mix program, comes to you every Saturday at 13 hours with me, Mercy Chanika. I'm going to be your host. I'm your regular host. I mean, we don't have to go through it every Saturday, do we? But anyways, I'm excited for another edition of this program, because I think you're going to love the topic we're going to be talking about today. It's actually something a lot of you have experienced, and I'm actually quite excited to hear your views on this particular topic. So this program, like I mentioned earlier, comes to you every Saturday at 13 hours. We just talk about social issues. We get to unwind. We get to relax. It's a Saturday. So nothing too serious, just something that you have seen, you have heard, you have experienced before, and we get to talk about all those issues. So today, I have a question. But before I get to ask that question, I want to like give a scenario to where this came from. Ideally, I've seen people, I've seen companies, and I've seen houses, or households rather, which get in conflict whenever an issue of Nkongole comes in the picture. So here's the thing. Growing up, we used to see a lot of people, especially women, because some people came to take their household items, send ifuna, send ama fridge, send ama TV, ama stove, somebody got a loan and this they failed to repay, and this is of course collateral, so we have to get these household items. I mean, whatever. The TV, and back then, yari ating and colored TV, those people are doing fine. So the person the TV, like, you know, colored ambushani and all those things. But now, that was when we were young, and we used to think those people are terrible people. Why would they get other people's household items? We used to think of them as bad people. But now, growing up, come to discover that it's not that they just took those items. Somebody got a loan. And they refused to pay. So that was the agreement. You take this and this and this and this. You labeled it, you registered it, saying that these are the items you're going to get that money that I owe you. So now, I've seen this trend continuing. It's actually now more pronounced now, more than ever before, because these my loan companies now, they give loans for literally everything. Recently, I saw a company giving loan for, they're calling them holiday loans, travel loans. Like, you can't afford to go to Livingstone to see the Victoria Falls. They give you a loan, you know, so that you go and enjoy yourself. You come back and then you pay later and the like. So there are so many loans for a lot of things. You want to buy a household item. The company will say, no, we won't charge you now. Get it and then pay later, you know. Stuff like that. There are so many loans everywhere. There's in Kongole everywhere. If you look around, and it's a positive thing in the sense that we are growing economically, we are getting money and all that stuff. But always we come back to the home side of things. It's like, yo, we have so much debt. So now I want to find out, because from these loan companies, I noticed the same. Ngawale pindi Kongole. Most of the times, their weapon is that, especially if it's a woman who Kongolad. Their weapon is, if you don't pay this money, I'm going to tell your husband. So now, and then they'll get threatened, and then they'll feel frightened, and then they will make sure, even if they don't have that money to pay that in Kongole, they'll go in Kongola again so that they pay that person, and then so that they don't tell the husband that this person in Kongola had money. Now, I understand these loan companies, they call them our conditions, you can't just get a loan without a next of kin, without, you know, marital status, they have to know all those things, and then you have to produce certain documents to show that, okay, your husband knows that you got this loan, or your wife knows that you got this loan. But for some reason, people still manage to escape that system and get in Kongole without telling the husband or the wife that they have in Kongole. Now, what I want